Let's talk about this Austin guy for a little bit, because he's a bit of an undersized guy, but he's extremely versatile. Is there anyone in the league, Mike, that you can maybe compare him to?
You know, he has a chance to develop into Wes Welker. And so many times we hear that expression, oh, he's quicker than fast. Well, Tavon Austin is quick and he's fast. And take it from me, I spent the last 5 years of my life trying to defend Wes Welker. And you look at the inverse of the organizational resources we poured into that, from Darrell Revis to Antonio Cromartie to Kyle Wilson. When you get a guy in the slot that's as productive as Welker and what Austin could be, it really hurts your division opponents. And if you're successful on third down, as you know, Scott, that makes your whole offense goes, and that creates production for a lot of other players on that team.
Yeah, Mike, and you know, I agree. He's got some similarities to Wes. The one thing I'm struggling with in trying to find a comparison for him is these slot receivers like Wes, like Wayne Krabet, like Troy Brown, these guys were all bigger physically and stronger. To me, I'm trying to find the right spot. Is he more like Dexter McCluster? Is he more like Devin Wiley? Guys who are smaller in stature, you know, not just in height, but in size. The one thing that I think that he has is a little bit different from some of these other players is here's a guy in 2011 that led the entire nation in total all-purpose yards. He can, you know, he's a receiver. He returns punts. He returns kicks. And again, in 2011, he was the most productive yard gainer in the nation. So again, and Mike, you brought up a great point. He is more than just quick. This guy is explosively fast, and that makes him a little bit different.
And I want you, you know, the height's obviously a concern, but again, when you're going to take him where you're going to have to, your offensive coordinator has to be on board, and there has to be a plan to get this guy the ball at least 10 to 15 times a game. And sometimes it may be a long handoff, but with that speed, you want that.
Goodwin did not do the three cone or the vert. He said his legs cramped up, which frankly sounds like a track injury. This is a track guy. Is he a track guy playing football, or is this a football player? Is this somebody who can play in the NFL?
I think so, but here's the key in my mind. It's patience, patience, and patience. You know, you go back to a guy like Mike Wallace, who the Steelers took in the third round, who's about to be a free agent. His numbers can actually compare very favorably. And sometimes these speed guys, it just takes them a while. For example, a guy like Clyde Gates, who the Dolphins took in the fourth round. You know, we even saw in the Super Bowl where Jacoby Jones gets cut by Houston and Baltimore picks him up. So, you know, Goodwin's far from a finished product. I think we all know that. But with that speed, a team's going to draft him and give him a lot of time to develop the nuances of being a pro receiver.
And they're going to have to, Michael, because you said, like you said, he's not ready. Personally, I've made a mistake on players like this before because I don't like this type of player. Again, this is a shorter player, small in stature, more of a track guy than a football player. For 4 years, he's played. The most receptions he's had in any one season is 33 catches, and that just doesn't seem like a whole lot to me. The other thing that concerns me about a player like this is, you know, when you have some of the shorter players, you better look at hand size. This player only has hands that are 8 5/8 inches. And when you're catching the football, depending on where you're trying to catch the football, whether it's inside, outside, and I'm not talking inside and outside of the you know, the formation. I'm talking about in inclement weather. This concerns me about this player.
He's a guy who admittedly right after the London Olympics said that his first love would always be track. That's a quote that I'm wondering if some general managers might want to ask him about.